Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. Talk to you a little bit about what the best steps are after a breakup and how to become the best version of yourself. So this is for anybody who's going through a breakup, recently gone through a breakup, is thinking of going through a breakup, or is really going through like a situationship and knowing that they have to leave it. So the very first set of steps is, you know, as long as you're clear about what you did, And like why you're in that situation. So for example, knowing that it wasn't the right person, knowing it wasn't going to work, as long as you feel like you're in harmony with that outcome, the very first thing you want to do is you want to look at the cost of going back to that person. And by looking at the cost, it really helps to like sort of put on the suit of armor, right? Create that like space for yourself. Often what happens is when we go through a breakup, the first thing we go is like, oh, what are all the costs of if, you know, I'm on my own now? We look at, oh, I'll be alone, or all these sort of like bad things. And it's because our subconscious mind is wired to focus on the negative more than the positive. It's a survival feature, right? It's like, if we can think of all the things that could go wrong, we can protect ourselves from them. But this is where we have to use our conscious mind to kind of support our subconscious mind and be like, hey, come on, we got to go in this direction instead. So the very first step is like, what are all the costs of going back to this person? Okay. And trying to write out all the different things that come to mind and really read about it, feel about it, repeat it to yourself as much as possible. Some examples could be, we go back into a relationship where it simply wasn't working and we're unhappy. I go back into a relationship where I can't trust somebody. I'm walking on eggshells all the time. I go back into a relationship where somebody's not seeing and hearing my needs. And I go back into a relationship where I feel misunderstood and there's too much arguing and I'm needing more harmony. Like, it can be anything, but you want to really iterate those costs to yourself. And then you can extend that outward. So you can go, okay, and what would the cost be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, if I'm still in the same pattern? And don't just look at the costs in regards to right now and this general sort of ambiguous life. Look at the costs in very specific areas of life. Like, what are the costs to my career? Maybe I'm so busy and preoccupied with this relationship, I'm not getting to focus on my own career dreams. Maybe I find myself constantly going into my career or work environment, burnt out, tired, exhausted, because I'm up late arguing with my partner the night before. So write out all the costs and go through specific areas to your friendships, your family relationships. What are the costs to those things? Too much preoccupation here and not getting to spend time there. Then you can flip it around and you can be like, and what are the benefits to being in a situation where I have a new chapter of my life available to me? What are the benefits to my career? What are the benefits to my friendships, to my family relationships, to the relationship to myself? And really looking at the benefits, and it will help you to kind of reiterate your focus into a different area. The next major steps are, so that kind of like puts on like a suit of armor, right? It gives you space between yourself and actually like just going back. See, one of the big things I see often is like people will go back to relationships that weren't working because they're going back to relieve the pain. But going back out of fear doesn't necessarily guarantee a good outcome. In fact, it usually puts you on the trajectory of more likely to have a negative outcome, right? So that's step one. And it gives you that space to be like, hold on, I'm not just going to move back to the pain or back to the person to relieve the pain. I'm going to see that there was pain associated with that. And maybe I'm in a new form of pain right now. Maybe I was used to that pain of an unhealthy relationship, but I also have like the pain of uncomfort right now and uncertainty, but I can alchemize that into something powerful. I can show up and put more time into my friendships and my family relationships. I can put more time into the relationship to myself. I can put more time into my vision, my dreams, my career, my future, you know? So really like using that for something to, by seeing the benefits, will help sort of like motivate you to focus in a healthy direction. So after you're done that step, the next step is to be like, okay, well, what were the needs that that person was really meeting in my life? And There's a few. I mean, there'll always be multiple from a serious relationship. Sometimes it's a need for comfort, for security, for connection, for validation, encouragement, for some kind of protection. You know, try to look like, what were the needs? And it's your job to meet those needs in the relationship to yourself and be good at that. And it will take time to really learn to fill those buckets on your own. And it will take time for that to become comfortable. At first, your subconscious mind will resist it because it's outside of your comfort zone. So it will try to push back. But the more you meet those needs in relationship to yourself consistently, the more those buckets are going to feel filled. And, you know, like I always say on this channel, like, we're not missing somebody's physical form when we go through a breakup. We're not like, oh, if their just physical body was around, I'd be fine. It's so much more than that, right? Physical form is like the tiniest piece. It's like everything else is like the needs they brought into your life, the traits they brought out in you, these sorts of things. So you really want to spend some time there, looking at what those needs are, getting good at meeting those needs in the relationship to yourself. So that's step two. Also, if you want to do a really deep dive, we've got a free for 7 days, how to heal from a breakup course. It's with the All Access Pass. It gives you access to all courses. And like literally the best combination for breaking up is do the how to heal from a breakup course and do strengthening self-identity course. It helps you get like really centered in what to do next, it helps you sort of like plan, get in touch with like the mission, vision you want to have for the next season of life, the things that are important to you, really get clear on like who you are and who you want to become, and then take action steps towards that. So you go through the healing of the breakup, and then you go through the strengthening self-identity course, because we all go through like a bit of an identity crisis on a small level when we go through a breakup, and it helps you like refine yourself, put those pieces back together, and position yourself for like the next chapter and season of your life. So anyways, it's like our little like kind of breakup boot camp you can check out. So those are step one and two, is the cost benefits, then the needs. Then you want to do some work on the traits, like what traits did that person represent you were drawn to, and how can you start nurturing those traits more within the relationship to yourself? Almost from a shadow work perspective, for those of you who are familiar with shadow work, I'll also put more videos out on that. We've got a great shadow work course at PDS as well that you can check out for free in that All Access Pass. But shadow work is a really powerful tool. And so much of what shadow work is like based off of is where we've repressed aspects of the self, learning to integrate them back in. And what's interesting about relationships is that we tend to find somebody to attach to as a form of doing that. So we'll attach to somebody who's expressing our repressed traits as a form of like developing a sense of wholeness through that person. But then when that person detaches from our lives, AKA we go through a breakup, we can feel this sort of like void where that person was, because that person was kind of helping us with that expression of those traits. So somebody, let's say, was really protective, and maybe you weren't looking out for yourself and protecting yourself enough and setting your own boundaries enough and speaking up for yourself enough. And sometimes we attach to somebody and they kind of do that for us. And then when they're gone, we're back with like, who am I without that person? Like, what's there? And what we have to actually do is trait integration work. We actually have to learn to nourish these traits within ourselves so that we don't have to rely on outside forms for them. And it may sound like, oh, then we don't need anybody. I'm not saying that at all. Healthy interdependence means I feel whole within myself and I attach to a whole partner, right? So we can feel nice benefits, like, hey, this person can do certain things for me, that there is their preferred space or realm, and I can do certain things for them, that's their preferred space and realm, or my preferred space and realm, I mean, and we look out for each other. But if that person wasn't there, I would be okay on my own too. I would have a sense of wholeness and ability to express different traits within myself too. And part of healing insecure attachment styles overall is learning to have balance and homeostasis across our traits, and feel like we can meet our own needs. And so that way, when we do attach to somebody, it's like two whole parties attaching rather than two parties attaching from this perspective of like, I need you to fill my voids and vice versa, which is going to lead to codependency, resentment, lack of boundaries, and more unproductive outcomes long-term. Anyways, so we really want to do some trait integration, shadow work, really learning to nurture traits in ourselves that we were relying on from others. And you can think of a breakup and like what hurts about it as being your opportunity, as much as it can be really painful for sure. It's also an opportunity to like find these golden nuggets within yourself of what was repressed, what you weren't looking out for, what needs you weren't meeting, where you felt disempowered in expressing parts of yourself in terms of certain traits and qualities. And when you're nurturing these things together, you can really fill your own bucket, and it really collapses the amount of time you would otherwise be spending healing from a breakup. Because sometimes people can get stuck in these places where they go on feeling empty and grieving for so long, when like it's what the real root problem is not that, oh, it was the person who was this amazing person. You'll never find somebody like that again. That's the stories the mind tells as a subconscious strategy to derive certainty. But those stories are not true, right? Like it's not that you're going to be alone forever, or you'll never find somebody to connect with again. Like those are just stories and meaning the mind gives when it can't find solutions. What the real solution is to understand what that void is for you, why it's happening. It's almost always happening in the form of needs and traits, and also that lopsided perspective where you're seeing more costs to being alone than benefits because you haven't really challenged those interpretations of the breakup. And then when you get into the situation, you're like so drawn to back to that person because that person represents these needs you're not meeting in yourself yet, these traits you're not learning to express yet. And so if you have these like prolonged breakup periods or prolonged grieving periods post-breakup, it's because you haven't extracted the golden nuggets and used them yet and alchemized that breakup into an opportunity for healing within the relationship to yourself and growth. And when you do go use that information and alchemize that, and show up for those needs and nurture those traits within yourself and balance that one-sided interpretation of what's happening, this is where you get healing and growth so much as a person that that breakup became this huge catalyst for the next level of growth. So, that's huge. And then some bonus features are, you know, really wanting to take the time to, make sure you're not telling any other stories. Check in, make sure you're not going, oh, I'm going to be alone forever, or, oh, I failed, or I wasn't good enough, or I'm unlovable, and that's why we broke up. I mean, that just will really turn your world upside down. If you're trying to heal, those stories will just keep you way back. So really questioning those stories, pushing on them, not allowing your subconscious mind to just like, you know, tell all these stories about the situation. And it's what the mind does when it's trying to make sense, because again, ultimately the mind is survival oriented. So it will prioritize certainty ahead of not emotionally suffering, right? It's like, oh, let me fill in the blanks for all the reasons that the breakup happened. And it will do it without really logically, consciously analyzing it. It will just give meaning to things as this strategy to kind of like gain certainty. But a lot of times that certainty looks like, you know, somebody gets out of a breakup and they're like, I'm alone forever. I was never loved by that person. Nobody will love me ever again. You know, and we tell these stories and it's like really harmful emotionally to us. And then some other bonus things are like doing, like I said, like that strengthening self-identity course, really orienting myself towards like, okay, what are my possibilities now? What do I want to create? What do I want to achieve? And building like a mission, a vision, a plan for the next season of your life so that you've got something stable. When we feel this kind of like uncertainty of life, we create that certainty by having something we want to drive the next stage of our lives towards and be really in alignment with. So again, you can check out those courses for free for 7 days using the link in the description box. It comes with the All Access Pass, but also gives you access to like 4 live webinars with me each week, daily community events with our trained facilitators and coaches, and all kinds of really cool like chat channels and Facebook group and all kinds of stuff to like really build community and have that community support as well. So anyways, you can check it all out together for free for 7 days using the link below. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for watching and for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next video.